Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation is the macaroon. Let's talk macaroons. They are, after all, today's hottest of the hot cookies. Seen in magazines, upscale bakeries, and as a sweet treat at the end of an elegant meal, they're actually a very simple cookie to make. A true macaroon is a small cookie classically made of almond paste and ground almonds, or both, mixed with sugar and egg whites. It's said to have originated in Italy, although the French try and claim it as their own invention. Almond macaroons can be chewy, crunchy, or a combination of the textures with a crisp outside and a chewy inside. Adding nuts or chocolate and coconut to the recipe just make them more delicious. The macaroon is a close cousin to the meringue, but meringues tend to be a bit crispier and the macaroon is chewier. If a macaroon is overbaked, it tends to become dry and crumbly. While most modern-day recipes of macaroons can include almond paste to create body in the cookie, as well as adding a more intense flavor than ground almonds, I'm all for more intense flavor. Macaroons made without paste tend to be light and airy and have a delicate crust. Getting the macaroon to release from the cookie sheet can be a challenge to those who've never done them before. Most recipes call for baking them on parchment paper and then peeling the cookies from it shortly after they are removed from the oven. That's the key. They need to still be slightly warm when you take them off the parchment paper. You can also use a well-greased baking sheet, but you'll have to use a very thin, sharp metal spatula to remove them, otherwise they're going to stick and they're going to break. Be warned, if your macaroons are undercooked, the centers are going to be soft and gooey and tough to unstick. If you don't want to take the time to make individual macaroons, you can always make a macaroon bar-type cookie. That's the recipe I'm going to give you right now. It's for an apricot macaroon bar. For the crust, you need 3/4 of a cup of butter or margarine, needs to be soft, a cup of sugar, 2 eggs, 1/4 teaspoon of almond extract, 1/2 cup of flour, and 1 cup of coconut. For the filling, you're going to need 1.5 cups of dried apricots chopped pretty well, 1 cup water, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1/3 cup of toasted coconut. You want to preheat your oven to 350. In a large mixing bowl, beat together the butter and the margarine for about 30 seconds. Add the sugar and beat until it's combined. Beat in the eggs and almond extract. Beat as much of the flour as you can with the mixer. Then stir in the remaining flour with a wooden spoon. Stir in the coconut. Spread the batter onto a greased 9x13 pan and then bake for about 25 minutes. Pull it out of the oven as soon as it's done. While it's baking, in a saucepan, you want to combine the dried apricots and water. Bring the mixture to a boil and then reduce the heat. Simmer for about 7 to 8 minutes. Make sure it's covered. The apricots just need to be tender. Stir in the brown sugar and cook until the sugar dissolves. Remove from the heat and add the vanilla. Spoon this filling over the hot crust. Sprinkle the toasted coconut on the top. Return the whole mixture to the oven and bake for about 10 more minutes. You need to let it cool in the pan for at least 30 minutes and then cut it into bars. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.